弟兄姐妹们平安。
Peace to brothers and sisters.
请我们在主面前一起祷告。
Let us spend some time before the Lord.
主耶稣，我们的心渴慕你。
O Lord Jesus, our heart long for you.
我们羡慕活在你的面前。
And we long to live in your presence.
愿早间你从我们的里面来吸引我们。
O Lord, please draw us close to you from within this morning.
好叫我们快跑跟随你。
So that we will run after you.
救我们脱离你以外一切的事物。
And rescue us from things that's outside of you.
早间我们一同来到你话语的面前。
And this morning when we come to your word.
求主来光照来启示。
Lord, enlighten us and reveal yourself to us.
哦，用光来照亮你的每一句话。
May your light shine on every line of your word.
在我们的里面启示你的宝贵。
And reveal your preciousness from within.
我们祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.早间在这里和弟兄姐妹要一起分享在新约里面三章十六节的信息。
And this morning, I'd like to share with you the messages in chapter 3, verse 16 in the book of the New Testament.
最近我们读提摩太前书、提摩太后书，我们都分享到三章十六节。
Recently, we are, have been studying 1st and 2nd Timothy, of which chapter 3 and verse 16 have been very important and we have shared with you.
在新约的里面，当我们把好多处三章十六节把它摆在一起。
When you assemble many chapter 3 and verse 16 of various books in the New Testament,
那我们就看到它有一个非常完整的信息。
You actually see collectively it has a very comprehensive message.
它讲到救恩。
It talks about salvation.
然后我们认识圣灵。
And also teaches about things concerning the Holy Spirit.
讲到神的话。
And also the Word of God.
讲到我们要活出的见证。
And also the testimony that we should manifest.
啊，这些都是很宝贵的经节。
And these are together very precious messages.
盼望早间我们就是一同来读这些经节。
And this morning we'd like to spend some time just read these passages.
愿主亲自他在我们的里面向我们来说话。
And may the Lord speak to us himself.
所以我们先一起来读一下加拉太书第三章十六节。
First, let's read the chapter 3, verse 16 of the book of Galatians.
我们今天所有读的圣经都是三章十六节。
All the passages we're going to read today are all chapter 3, verse 16 from a certain book.
所应许的原是向亚伯拉罕和他子孙说的，神并不是说众子孙指着许多人，乃是说你那一个子孙指着一个人，就是基督。
The promises were spoken to Abraham and to his seed. The scripture does not say and to seeds, meaning many people, but and to your seed, meaning one person who is Christ.
神他与人来立约。
God made a covenant with man.
啊，这个约呢，有一个基础，就是他向人的应许。
And this covenant has a basis, which is his promise.
所以我们说这个约是恩典之约。
Therefore, this covenant is a covenant of grace.
他在这里应许向亚伯拉罕他的子孙，他讲到说不是许多的子孙。
Here, God had a promise spoken to Abraham and his seed.It's not talking about he and his many seeds.
他说特别指着那一个子孙就是基督。
But to your seed, a specific seed that is Jesus Christ.
我们在创世纪第二十二章，我们看见亚伯拉罕他带着他所爱的儿子以撒。
In chapter 22 of Genesis, we saw how Abraham brought his one and only son Isaac.
他把他带到摩利亚的山上，在那里献为燔祭。
And brought his son to the top of the mountain, tried to offer him up as a living sacrifice.
他相信，他完全的顺服。
And Abraham believed in God, and he absolutely submitted to him.
当然，神阻止了他。
Of course, God stopped him.
因为神是借着这件事情显明他一个心意。
Because God's desire was to show Abraham what was in his heart.
神要舍他的儿子。
That God was going to give up his own son.
在耶和华的山上，神自己有预备。
And on the mountain of God, God prepared for himself.
神看见亚伯拉罕，他向着神的那个信心。
And God saw the faith in Abraham.
神给他一个应许。
So God gave him a promise.
这个应许不只是给亚伯拉罕，也给所有相信他的人。
And this promise was not only given to Abraham, but those who have believed in God.
神告诉他说，论福，我要赐大福给你。
He said, concerning blessings, I will give you great blessings.
论子孙，要叫你的子孙多起来。
Concerning your descendants, you will have many.
万国要因你的后裔得福。
And even all nations will be blessed because of your seed.
我们讲到亚伯拉罕的后裔。
And when we talk about the seed, the descendant of Abraham.
他的子孙。
His children's children.
一面来讲说今天有许多的许多的犹太人。
Yes, there are numerous Jews on earth.
那是属地的子孙。
And those are earthly offsprings.
那另外有许许多多效法亚伯拉罕因着信的那个踪迹。
And in addition to that, there are people who follow the footsteps of faith of Abraham.
然后我们蒙恩得救了。
And then those people are saved like us.
成了他属天的子孙。
Now we are the heavenly children of Abraham.
那在这里他讲到说万国要因他的后裔得福。
And here it talks about nations will be blessed by his offspring.
保罗特别在这里指出来。
And so Paul specifically pointed out here.
是的，在原文他这一个字是单数的，但是它可以指的单数，也可以指的多数。
In the original context, the seed was just has singular form, but it can be meaning either plural or singular.
保罗特别指出来是指着那一个子孙。
And Paul made it clear to us that it is the seed.
那一个子孙就是基督。
Which is Christ.
所以我们在这里看见神告诉我们，从亚伯拉罕开始。
So here clearly we can see from Abraham and on,
神就有一个永远的心意。
God has already manifested to man his eternal purpose.
他有预备。
He has prepared something.
预备他的儿子。
For his one and only son.
他成为那一个后裔。
To be that seed.
要使万国都能够得福。
And which will bring blessings to all nations.
借着亚伯拉罕他的完全的相信完全的顺服。
Through the absolute faith and absolute submission of Abraham.
神把他的心意打开。
God was able to reveal to us his heart.
他应许。
He gave him a promise.
然后他与人立约。
And he made a covenant with man.
然后我们下面一起来读约翰福音三章第十六节。
And the next passage we read is in John 3:16.
那这一节我相信每一位神的儿女我们都会背的。
I believe almost every child of God can memorize this verse.
神爱世人。
That God so loved the world.
甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
That he gave his one and only son.
叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
That whosoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life.
神爱世人。
God so loved the world.
那这一节经节有人讲说，整本圣经如果浓缩在一节里面呢，很多人他会选约翰福音三章十六节。
Some people made a comment, actually many people did. If you need to condense the entire contents of the Bible into one verse, this will be it.
那马丁路德呢他讲说这一节经节呢是福音的缩影。
And Brother Martin Luther indicated that this is the condensed version of the entire Bible.
神是爱的源头。
Because God, the source of love.
那爱的对象呢是人。
And the object of God's love is man.
所以他讲神爱世人。
Therefore, it starts by saying, for God so loved the world.
那再讲到说爱的方法。
And the method of God's love,
他讲到赐下他的独生子,
is by giving his one and only son.
我们知道世人都犯了罪, 亏缺了神的荣耀。
We know the whole world have sinned and have come short of the glory of God.
没有一人, 连一个也没有。
There's no one that's righteous, not a single one.
所以神必须差遣他独生的儿子。
That's why God needs to send his one and only son.
他的儿子道成肉身。
And he was that word became flesh.
他站在人的地位上。
He took the position as a man.
他能够把这位荣耀的神彰显出来。
He was able to manifest this glorious God to the world.
因为神爱世人。
For God so loved the world.
那他必须差遣他独生的儿子。
So he had to send his one and only son.
他的儿子是完全的，是圣洁的，是公义的。
His son is absolutely perfect and it's all righteous.
但是他儿子必须站在人的地位上。
Yeah, his son has to stand up at the position as a man.
亲身担当所有人的罪。
And he has to take up the sin of the whole world.
他需要受审判，受刑罚。
He needed to be judged and punished.
目的是叫我们能够得拯救。
And the purpose is so that we can be redeemed.
他要完成所有救赎的工作。
The Son has to complete the salvation for us.
他要完成神永远的心意。
He has achieved the eternal purpose of God.
弟兄姐妹，因为神爱世人。
It's all because, brothers and sisters, God so loved the world.
所以主耶稣来了。
Therefore, Jesus came.
他完成了所有的工作。
And he completed the work for all.
在十字架上，他成为我们的代替。
On the cross, he became our substitute.
他是那位义的，代替我们这些不义的。
He was the righteous one who took the place of the unrighteousness.
他是那位不知罪的，为我们成为罪。
He was the one that did not know sin, but because of us, he became sin.
挂在木头上，他亲身担当我们的罪。
On the cross, he took up all the burden of sin for us.
使得我们知道他受了极重的审判。
Yes, he was judged severely.
但是因他受的刑罚，我们得着了平安。
Yet, because of the punishment he received, we can have peace.
因他受的鞭伤，我们得着了医治。
And because of the whipping he received, we can be healed.
最重的赎价已经为我们付了。
He paid for us the greatest ransom for all.
但是今天在人的这一面呢？
Yeah, from the aspect of man.
我们说主那一面，他的工作完成了。
Yes, from the aspect of Jesus, he has done everything he's supposed to do.
在神的那一面，他的心意、他的审判、他的公义已经伸张了。
As far as God is concerned, his righteousness, his judgment have been done.
在神那边工作都完成了。
So from God's side, everything is done.
他讲到说，叫一切信他的。
And here the second part of the passage says, those who believe,
不至灭亡，反得永生。
Will not perish, but have everlasting life.
所以虽然他是为着人人尝了死味。
Yes, Jesus tasted death for everyone.
但是需要人相信人接受他为我们所做成的一切。
But man needs to accept, needs to believe what Jesus has done.
好像今天神有一个礼物要送给人。
It's like God has prepared a gift for us.
今天就是看我们愿不愿意来接受。
Now it is up to us whether we take it or accept it.
相信是接受的意思。
To believe means to accept.
所有信他名的人就是接待他的。
And those who believe in his name is the one who accept him, receive him.
所以我们在这里看见叫一切信他的。
Therefore, whosoever believes in him,
何等的奇妙。
How wonderful it is.
在时间的里面一个一个有一天我相信了。
In the infinite timeline, one day I believed.
有一天你相信了。
One day,You believed.
有一天有这么多人他们愿意打开心接受耶稣基督成为他们的救主。
And many people open their heart on a certain day to accept Jesus Christ as their savior.
一下子我们进到了那一个永远的约里面。
And suddenly you and I enter into that eternal covenant between God and man.
神向着亚伯拉罕的应许。
The promise that God had for Abraham.
与他所立的约
That covenant
哦，论福要赐大福给你
Concerning blessings I will give you big blessing
那意思所应许的圣灵
And that is the promise the Holy Spirit
啊，讲到那一个后裔那一个子孙
Speaking of that seed that offspring
他说就是基督
That is Jesus Christ
今天我们因着信我们得救了
Now throughBelieving, you and I have been saved.
我们的罪得着了赦免。
Our sins have been forgiven.
我们从捆绑中得着了释放。
We have been set free from bondages.
我们得着了永远的生命。
We have received from him an eternal life.
是耶稣基督的生命。
The life of Jesus Christ.
是超凡美丽的生命。
It is very, very beautiful and supreme.
他讲到说，信他的呢，就怎么样，不至灭亡，反得永生。
Therefore, God promised that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have an everlasting life.
整个我们一生有了一个何等奇妙的大改变。
And our life has been completely changed.
我们知道，对一个没有信的人，
To someone who does not believe.
他是有一次的生。
He was born once.
我想每一个人都一样。
Same as everybody else.
我们都有一次的生，从母亲的腹中生出来的。
We were born once through our mother's womb.
但是没有信的人呢，我们知道会有两次的死。
Yet for people who do not believe in the Lord, they will go through twice of death.
一个是肉身的死。
One is the death of his flesh.
那这个我们都知道。
That's something we all know.
没有一个人他能够一直的活下去的。
And no one can live forever.
那这个死之后呢，他讲到还有一个叫做灭亡。
And after the death of the flesh, there's another thing called perishment.
那个灭亡是讲到第二次的死。
And that is the second death.
哦，那个死是何等的可怕。
And that is such a dreadful death.
讲到是一个永长那个死味。
And because in that death, you will taste death forever.
所以你说，没有信，他是一次生，但是要经历两次的死，而且第二次是永远的死。
So for people who does not believe in the Lord, they will go through one birth and two death. And the latter death is eternal tasting of death.
那对于一个已经得救的人来说呢？
But for someone who is saved,
他不只是肉身有一次的生。
Not only that he went through the birth once,
他还有另外一次的生。
Actually, he would be born again.
那我们叫做重生。
That's what we call being born again.
当我们信耶稣的时候，
When we believe in the Lord,
今天永远的生命一下子进到我们的里面。
And the everlasting life suddenly entered into our heart.
今天我们重生了。
So we were born again from above.
所以对于基督徒有两次的生。
So for Christians, we go through birth twice.
然后你说会有几次的死呢？
Then how many times of death we need to go through?
结论是最多一次。
The conclusion is the maximum once.
因为我们信了以后呢，他讲到不至灭亡，反得永生。
Because whoever believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life.
所以不至灭亡，我们没有第二次的死了。
Because we won't perish, so we will not go through death the second time.
我们得着的是永远的生命。
Because what we have received is an everlasting life.
我们有可能经过肉身的死亡。
And yes, very likely we'll go through the death of our flesh.
但是如果主来了，
But if the Lord has come,
在我们还活着的时候主来了，
If the Lord comes while we were still alive,
我们知道圣经告诉我们他们这些要活着被提，
Then Bible tells us that we will be raptured alive.
所以没有第一次的死亡。
So we will not go through deathFor the first time,
我们基督徒都没有第二次的死亡。
And for Christians, there's no death for the second time either.
所以有可能我们有第一次的死亡，有可能主再来了，我们连第一次死亡也没有了。
And therefore, it is possible that we'll go through death once because our flesh, but also it's possible that we'll never go through death because the Lord comes back before we die.
所以我们看见得救与否带来的差别是何等的大。
So you see there's a great difference whether someone is saved or not.
没有得救的。
For someone who's not saved.
一次的生，两次的死。
He will go through birth once and death twice.
已经得救的。
For someone who has believed in the Lord.
两次的生。
He will go through birth twice.
可能有一次的死。
And maybe death once.
盼望我们今天认识这个救恩何等的宝贵。
So that I really hope we understand the greatness of the salvation.
我们也祷告这个福音能够传扬出去。
And also we pray this gospel can be preached on.
因为神爱世人。
Because God so loved the world.
神爱世人爱到一个地步，他舍了他独生的儿子。
He loved the world to the extent that he gave his one and only son.
神的儿子已经完成了所有救赎的工作。 做。
And the Son of God has completed all the redemption work.
今天需要我们去传福音。
So what we need to do is to share this good news.
能够叫一切相信的。
So that whoever believes in him.
不至灭亡，反得永生。
Shall not perish, but have everlasting life.
那我们下面呢第二个我们看见有两处他讲到圣灵
And the second part I want to see is there are two passages that talk about the Holy Spirit
我们读路加福音
And let's read Luke
当然也是三章十六节
Of course, chapter 3 verse 16
约翰说我是用水给你们施洗但有一位能力比我更大的要来我就是给他解鞋带也不配他要用圣灵与火给你们施洗。
John answered them all, I baptize you with water, but one more powerful than I will come, the thongs of whose sandals I'm not worthy to untie. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire.
我们知道施洗约翰他是主的先锋。
We all knew that John the Baptist is a pioneer of the Lord Jesus.
他有一个使命。
He had a mission.
那他来传悔改的洗
Which is to preach the baptism of repentance.
他要人回转能够来到基督的面前
He was causing people's heart to turn back to Christ.
他借着这个洗礼
Through his baptism of water.
要将主耶稣显明出来
He wanted to show forth who Jesus is.
要让他们能够认识到说谁是基督
He wants to point out to people who Christ is.
所以当他在约旦河他为好多好多人施洗
So he was baptizing people at Jordan River
直到主耶稣基督来到那里
Until Jesus appeared
主耶稣他要来受洗
Jesus came to the river and wanted to be baptized
当施洗约翰看见主的时候
When John the Baptist saw the Lord
他里面是非常非常的讶异。
He was really surprised.
他说：“我当受你的洗，你反倒上我这里来吗
？”He said, "I should be baptized by you, and you now come to me."
因为他所传讲的是一个悔改的洗。
Because what John was preaching was a baptism of repentance.
主耶稣是完全圣洁的。
Yet Jesus was absolutely holy.
那个时候主已经达到生命的一个高峰。
And at that time, Jesus has reached a climax in his life.
使徒约翰知道主耶稣他不需要受他这个悔改的洗。
So John knew clearly that Jesus did not have to be baptized.
反而是他自己有这个需要的
Actually, John, he himself needs to be baptized.
但是主告诉他说理当尽诸般的义
But Jesus said that we have to fulfill all righteousness.
主耶稣他是放下他圣洁的己
Therefore, Jesus had to let go of his holy self.
他不需要受这个悔改的洗
He didn't have to go through the baptism of repentance.
但是他是站在人的地位上
But because he was standing at the position as a man.
他在那个时候他在那里做一个预示
So he was there showing his position.
他要亲身担当人的罪
And representing the fact that he will take up the sin of the world.
当主耶稣站在约旦河的水里面
So when Jesus stood in the river of Jordan.
圣灵仿佛鸽子降在他的身上
The Holy Spirit came down upon him like a dove.
哦，父神在那里发声说话。
And Father God spoke.
这是我的爱子。
This is my beloved son.
我所喜悦的。
In whom I have delight.
弟兄姐妹，当主站在人的地位上。
Dear brothers and sisters, when Jesus took the position as a man.
圣灵降在他的身上。
The Holy Spirit came upon him.
使徒约翰在那里，他能够呼喊。
Therefore, John the Baptist was able to proclaim,
看哪、啊、神的羔羊
Oh, behold, the Lamb of God,
背负世人罪孽的
who took the sins of the whole world,
他叫所有的人都能够来看见
and he wants everybody to see,
这是神的羔羊
Look, this is the Lamb of God,
圣灵降在他的身上
the Holy Spirit came upon him,
他是基督
he is Christ,
他是神的儿子
he is the Son of God,
父神在那里发声
Even the Father God spoke,
是的，这是我的爱子
Yes, this is my beloved son.
弟兄姐妹，今天我们蒙恩得救了。
Brothers and sisters, you and I have been saved.
我们在基督的里面，我们蒙父神所爱。
We have been loved in Christ by the Father God.
主为我们在十字架受死。
The Lord died on the cross for us.
他为我们埋葬。
He was buried for us.
他为我们复活而且升天。
He ascended.For us and into heaven.
他承受圣灵没有限量。
And he received the Holy Spirit without measure.
今天我们在基督里。
Therefore, you and I are now in Christ.
我们也领受了所应许的圣灵。
Can receive this promise, the Holy Spirit.
哦，那一天圣灵降在主耶稣基督的身上。
And the Holy Spirit came upon Jesus that day.
今天圣灵也在我们的里面，也降在我们的身上。
In the same way, Holy Spirit has descended upon us.
然后我们在以弗所书三章十六节。
And if we look at Ephesians chapter 3 verse 16,
求他按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们心里的力量刚强起来。
It says, I pray that out of his glorious riches,He may strengthen you with power through His Spirit in your inner being.
那他这边讲到说心里的力量。
Here talk about there's a strength in your inner being.
不是我们身体的强壮。
So this is not the strength of our physical body.
不是我们个性的坚强。
And also it's not because we have a strong personality or character.
心里的力量，他讲到是我们里面的人。
And there's a power.In our inner being, there's a person inside.
我们重生得救了。
After we're saved.
今天圣灵住在我们的里面。
Holy Spirit dwells in us now.
所以我们认识到说现在有一个叫做里面的人。
So we recognize there's an inner being, an inner person.
常常我们讲到说在外面的人，我们的肉体，我们有许多的情欲。
And we say the outer person, the outer being has a lot of desires out of the flesh.
然后就开始了有一个征战，因为我们有个里面的人。
And then because we have an inner being, inner person, so a struggle start to develop.
因为圣灵今天住在我们的里面。
Because the Holy Spirit dwells inside now.
那在这个征战的当中。
And in this struggle,
有时候我们里面的人软弱了。
Sometimes the inner being is weakened.
我们被外面的人好像经常的来影响。
And impacted by the outer person.
所以保罗他有一个祷告在神面前屈膝。
Therefore, Paul hath this prayer before the Lord.
他要求神按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫我们里面的人能够刚强起来。
Says, I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with the power through his spirit in your inner being.
弟兄姐妹，这一个祷告也是我们每一位神儿女我们所需要有的祷告。
And brothers and sisters, this is a prayer that every child of God should have.
何等的重要。
It is so important.
叫我们里面的人能够刚强起来。
That our inner being can be strengthened.
那从得救开始。
And from the point that we are saved,
这个里面的人好像婴孩一样。
This inner being was like a newborn baby.
这个生命呢是真实的。
The life was real.
但是这个生命需要长大。
But that life needs to grow up.
所以我们怎么样能够让里面的人刚强起来呢？
So how do we strengthen this inner person?
当然，第一个我们需要祷告。
First of all, we need to pray.
这必须是圣灵的工作。
And because this has to be done through the work of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵在我们里面做人手所不能做的工作。
And Holy Spirit can do things that man's hand cannot do.
圣灵能够来滋润，来浇灌。
And the Holy Spirit can cultivate, can nurture.
圣灵能够带下十字架的耕耘。
And it can bring in the work of the cross.
今天叫这个生命能够长大起来。
So that this new life within can grow.
但是需要我们起来祷告。
But it takes us to pray.
我们说主啊，求你吸引我们。
We say, Lord, please draw us close to you.
吸引我们与你更亲，与你更近。
To be closer to you, to be more dear to you.
弟兄姐妹，你要得着生命的供应。
Dear brothers and sisters, we need to receive the provision for our inner life.
我们必须是连于我们的主。
First, we need to be connected with our Lord.
什么时候我们与主分开了
？Anytime when we depart from Him.
我们里面是枯干的。
And we will feel dry within.
我们的生命是软弱的。
And our inner person will be weak.
我们需要来到主的面前。
That's why we need to come to the Lord.
我们求主帮助我们在每一天的生活里面。
And、we ask the Lord to help us in our daily life.
他时刻的吸引我们。
That He will draw us close to Him every moment.
我们说主耶稣，我们羡慕活在你的面前。
Therefore, our prayer will be, Lord, I long to live in Your presence every moment.
无论是早上，无论是晚上。
Whether it's in the morning or in the evening.
是讲到说在这一天的里面。
Which means that throughout the day,
我们心单单的渴慕主。
I long for you and you alone.
我们需要从主这里来得着供应。
We need to receive provision from the Lord Himself.
我们需要在生活的里面经历圣灵在我们身上的工作。
We need to experience the work of the Holy Spirit in our daily living.
我们的生命会长大的。
That's how our life can grow.
生命长大应该是最自然的事情。
And it should be natural for a life to grow.
如果生命不长大
，If a life does not grow,
那是很有问题的。
Then there is a problem.
我们不能讲说，哎，我信主多少年了。
We cannot just say, oh, I have believed in the Lord for so many years.
但是属灵的生命呢，你没有办法倚老卖老的。
But you cannot just brag about how many years you have believed in the Lord.
有时候我们越讲越觉得不羞愧。
Actually, sometimes we feel quite ashamed by telling people that.
信主了这么多年
I have believed in the Lord for so many years.
但是我们的生命却没有长大
Yet my life is still so immature.
多少时候我们里面的人仍然是软弱的
Because many times my inner being is still so weak.
弟兄姐妹，我们需要祷告
So brothers and sisters, we need to pray.
我们也需要彼此代祷
And also intercede for one another.
让圣灵那个火能够烧旺在我们的里面
So that the fire of the Holy Spirit can be fanned and burned.
叫我们里面的人是刚强的。
So that our inner person is strong.
我们的生命长大的。
So that our inner life grows.
神渴望在神的家中得着许多长大的儿女。
And God desires to obtain in His own house many grown children.
那这边以弗所书告诉我们的何等的重要。
Therefore, what is said here in Ephesians is so important.
叫我们里面的人刚强起来
So that this inner being can be strengthened
那我们知道说要里面的人刚强要长大
For the inner person to be strong and grow
当然一面我们需要亲近主
Yes, on one hand we need to spend time to draw ourselves to the Lord
我们需要跟随主
We need to follow the Lord
另外一面很重要我们需要得着神的话。
On the other hand, very importantly, we need to have the word from the God.
所以第三个，我们要一起来看见圣经神的话。
Therefore, the third aspect we want to look at is the Bible.
我们一起来读提摩太后书第三章十六节。
Let us read 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16.
圣经都是神所默示的，于教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义，都是有益的。
All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training all righteousness.
圣经是神所默示的。
All scripture is God-breathed.
它原来的意思就是说圣经是神的呼出。
Which means the word is the breath of God.
那这个呼出我们看见在所有人类的当中没有一本书像圣经一样。
And in the record of human history, you don't see a single book like Bible.
圣经有66卷。
It has, the Bible contains 66 books.
39卷是旧约 ,27 卷是新约。
39 books in the Old Testament.And 27 in the New.
他总共写作的时间超过了1600年。
It took over 1600 years to finish this Bible.
那他的作者有40多位。
Involving over 40 authors.
那我们看这些作者有君王。
And these authors, you look at them, they are kings.
有祭司。
They are priests.
然后呢，我们也看见他有渔夫。
Also fishermen.
他肯定有一些其他的工作的。
And all kinds of occupations.
但是这么不同的人。
And you look at all these different people.
背景不一样。
They had different backgrounds.
生活的年代完全的不一样。
And they live in different eras.
但是你读圣经的时候，
But when you read the Bible,
从创世纪到启示录，
From the book of Genesis to Revelation,
它有一贯性的，
There is a consistency throughout.
那整本圣经，
And the entire Bible,
若不是神他在那里所启示出来的，
If it wasn't a revelation from God himself,
今天没有任何一卷书可能经过了1600多年，但是呢，它却是有一个中心的一个信息。
There's no way this consistent theme can be manifest throughout the writing of this book, which covers over 1600 years.
圣经何等的奇妙。
Therefore, Bible is truly marvelous.
那圣经里面有这么多的预言。
And there are so many prophecies in the Bible.
有人统计 95% 的预言都已经应验了。
And somebody studied this and said over 95% of the prophecies have been fulfilled.
还有一些是正在应验当中。
And some of the prophecies are being fulfilled as we speak.
所以我们看见圣经是神的呼吸。
Therefore, we can tell the Bible it is the breath of God.
是神的话。
It is word of God.
那在这里我们要认识到说，神把他的话赐下来。
And here it tells us that God has given us His word.
主说，我的话就是灵，就是生命。
And the Lord said, My word is spirit and life.
我们能够得着神的话。
Therefore, if we have the word of God,
那神的话的里面，我们能够遇见这位说话的神。
Then we can encounter the God who speaks through His own word.
从神的话里面，今天叫我们能够来认识神。
And through His own words, we get to know Him more.
我们能够来得着生命。
We can receive life.
我们一起来读一下哥罗西书三章十六节。
Let us read together Colossians chapter 3 verse 16.
当用各样的智慧，把基督的道理丰丰富富地存在心里，用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此教导，互相劝诫，心被恩感，歌颂神。
Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom, and as you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God.
他这边讲到说，当用各样的智慧，把基督的道理丰丰富富的存在心里。
And here says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly.
所以这个道理就是讲到神的话。
And here the word is the word of God.
神的话，我们需要把它存在心里。
And we need to treasure, let it dwell in us.
因为神的话实在是太宝贵了。
Because it is truly precious.
曾经有一个旅行者呢，他到非洲去。
And there was this one guy traveled to Africa.
他遇到了一个土人，他在那里读圣经。
He ran into a native and he noticed that native was reading Bible.
那所以这位旅行者呢，他就很轻蔑的说，你怎么还在读这本过时的书呢？
So this traveler mocked him, says,How come you're still reading that book? That's been something we are done with long time ago.
在我们这个文明的世界已经没有人来读它了。
In our civilized world, nobody bothered to read it anymore.
那这个土人回答他。
And this native replied.
如果不是我读这本圣经。
He said, if I'm not reading this Bible without it,
你现在呢就是我的早餐了。
You would have become my breakfast now.
我因为读了圣经，我的生命改变了。
My life was greatly changed because of this book.
弟兄姐妹，圣经是神的话。
Dear brothers and sisters, the Bible is the word of God.
耶利米说，他把神的话当作食物吃了。
Jeremiah says, I eat the word of God like food.
像食物一样，我们把神的话吃下去。
In the same way, we need to eat the word of God like food.
我们把他的话藏在心里。
We need to treasure the word of God in our hearts.
弟兄姐妹，能够得着神的言语。
Oh, dear brothers and sisters, to be able to receive the language from God.
我们从主那里得着丰富的生命，得着供应。
To receive provision, abundant provision from God.
今天讲到说，里面的人要刚强起来。
So when we talk about strengthen the inner man.
但是今天如果我们没有食物，
But without food,
我们今天永远是一个软弱的人。
We will always be weak.
所以得着神的话是何等的重要。
Therefore, it is so important to have the word of God.
当然我们查考神的话语。
Yes, we do study the word of God.
那是很重要的。
Which is very important.
但是我们也需要将神的话藏在我们的心里。
But even more, we need to treasure in our hearts the word of God.
有弟兄告诉我们说，有一个读圣经最好的方法。
And some brother gave us his advice that the best way to read the Bible.
就是你将神的话藏在心里。
Is to store the word of God in your heart.
然后呢让神的话在你的思想里面好像在那里一直的运行。
And allow the word of God to move about in your mind.
不是用我们的心思好像去分析它，想要去明白它。
Not try to analyze or understand with our intellect.
但是神的话在我们的思想的里面呢，是在那里一直的运行。
But absorb his word by allowing the word of God circulate in our mind and thought.
一下子圣灵他启示我们。
And suddenly the Holy Spirit will open our mind.
它照亮每一句。
Will enlighten every word.
一下子我们里面有了一个明白。
And suddenly we came to a realization.
我们得着神的话当作食物吃下去。
And then we receive his word like food.
我们得着生命，得着力量。
And we receive strength and receive life.
那第四个我们要一起来看一下见证。
And the fourth thing is to look at the testimony.
请我们一起来读提前三章十六节。
Let us read 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16.
大灾近前的奥秘无人不以为然，就是神在肉身显现，被圣灵称义，被天使看见，被传于外邦，被世人信服，被接在荣耀里。
Beyond all question,The mystery of godliness is great. He appeared in a body, was vindicated by the Spirit, was seen by angels, was preached among the nations, was believed on in the world, was taken up in glory.
我们也跟弟兄姐妹分享过近前的奥秘。
And we shared with you before the mystery of godliness.
然后我们要操练近前。
And how we need to practice godliness.
啊，这个近前的奥秘就是神在肉身显现。
And the mystery of this godliness is that God appeared in man.
神在我们的肉身，在我们的生活当中彰显出来了。
And that God can be seen in our daily living.
那这个是一个见证。
And that is a testimony.
曾经主耶稣他道成肉身。
Once Jesus was that word became flesh.
是的，神所有丰富荣耀是在他的里面。
And the abundance of God was within him.
但是主是在人的地位将这位荣耀的神彰显出来。
And Jesus was able to show forthGod as a man.
大在近前的奥秘。
And that is a great mystery.
就是神在肉身显现。
That God appeared in a body.
神如何在耶稣基督身上显现出来。
How Jesus was manifested in Jesus Christ.
从来没有人看见过神。
Prior to that, no one had seen God.
只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
Only the one and only Son in the bosom of Father manifested him.
那今天主在圣灵里面回来了。
And Jesus has returned in the Holy Spirit now.
一粒麦子已经落在地里死了。
That grain of wheat has fallen into the ground and died.
今天结出了许多的籽粒。
And therefore yielded many crops.
今天每一位神的儿女。
Therefore every child of God.
主就住在我们的里面。
Has the indwelling life of Jesus Christ.
我们因信得着的是那永远的生命。
By faith, you and I have received the eternal life.
所以讲到道成肉身的这个奥秘。
Therefore, the mystery concerning the word became flesh.
今天讲到 敬虔的奥秘
，the mystery of godliness，
要实现在每一位神儿女的身上
，should actualize in every child of God。
然后这位荣耀的神从我们这些卑微人的身上能够彰显出来。
This glorious God can be seen on us lowly people。
弟兄姐妹，这是我们的祷告。
Brothers and sisters, this is our prayer。
这也是要成为我们的生活。
And this should be the way we live。
最后，我们一起来读约翰一书三章十六节。
Lastly, let's read 1 John chapter 3, verse 16.
主为我们舍命，我们从此就知道何为爱，我们也当为弟兄舍命。
This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers.
这个能够为弟兄舍命的这个爱，不是我们有的。
This love that causes us to lay our life down for our brothers does not come from us.
我们天生里面没有这个爱。
Because there's no such kind of love in our natural life.
这个爱是耶稣基督的爱。
And this is love from Jesus Christ.
他爱我们，为我们舍命。
He loved us and he laid down his life for us.
他把这个爱充满在我们的里面。
Now he has filled our hearts with this love.
叫我们能够切实的彼此相爱。
So that we can truly love one another.
所以约翰福音告诉我们，我们如果真的是彼此相爱。
The gospel according to John tells us that if we truly love one another,
世人会认出我们是主的门徒。
The world can recognize that we are his disciples.
这是一个爱的见证。
That is the testimony of love.
弟兄姐妹彼此相爱。
That brothers and sisters love one another.
他这边讲到说，我们也当为弟兄舍命。
Here says we ought to lay down our life for our brothers.
并不是讲到我们这个肉体的生命必须要舍去。
It is not saying that we need to let go our physical life.
更多的时候讲到我们为着爱弟兄，我们愿意放下我们的自己。
More often it's talking about let go of our natural life for our brothers.
因爱甘心舍掉自己。
We're willing to let go because of love.
因为这个爱实在是太大了。
Because this love is truly great.
这是耶稣基督的爱。
That is the love of Jesus Christ.
这是牺牲的爱，这是舍命的爱。
It's a love that sacrifices, a love that lets go.
弟兄姐妹，当这个爱来激励我们
，When this love encourages us，
要我们能够爱神
，So that we can actually love God，
让我们能够彼此相爱
，And love one another。
神的家显出一个见证。
Therefore, there is a testimony in the house of God。
我们四围的人，他们都在看。
People around us are watching.
他们羡慕。
They envy what we have.
然后人羡慕有一个真正的爱。
Because they want to see a true love.
在世界上找不着。
You don't see that in this world.
但是神的儿女们把这个爱显出来。
But in the gathering of God's children, you can see that.
这是何等宝贵的见证。
And that is such a precious testimony.
我们唱一首诗歌。
We want to sing a hymn together.
699首。
It's 699 in our hymn book.
我们爱。
We love.
第三节他讲到主妙爱，主妙爱。
Verse 3 says, such love, such love.
使我们深受激励。
Constrains our hearts today.
舍自己，舍自己，因爱甘心舍自己。
To give, to give.Ourselves in every way.
恳求主，恳求主。
Fill us, fill us.
常以你大爱充溢。
Ever with thy love we pray.
使我们，使我们。
So we may love.
能切实相爱不已。
Each other all the way.
我们求主让这个爱充满在我们的里面。
We ask the Lord to fill our hearts with this kind of love.
今天我们从新约里面三章十六节。
And this morning we look at the chapter 3 of verse 16 of many books in the New Testament.
我们知道神爱我们。
We come to the realization that God truly loves us.
舍了他独生的儿子。
That he gave his one and only son.
今天我们因着信。
Through faith,
we have received
the eternal life.
我们在神的应许跟他在他的约的里面。
Now we have a part in his promise and covenant.
我们得着这么大的福分。
And we have received such a great blessing.
得着所应许的圣灵。
Receive the promised Holy Spirit.
我们得着神的话语。
We receive the word of God.
今天我们能够在生活的里面。
And in our daily life.
外面。照着圣经
We can live outwardly according to the word in the Bible.
里面照着圣灵
And inwardly through the Holy Spirit.
叫我们的生命能够长大
So that our inner person can grow.
叫我们里面的人刚强起来
And our inner person can be strengthened.
在神的家里面显出一个宝贵的见证来
And together we can show forth a precious testimony in the house of God.
叫神的儿女神的家在地上是真光照耀出去
So that the children of God in the house of God can be the true light shining out on earth、
哦、那个爱的见证
And that testimony of love
叫世界上的人他们认识我们是主的门徒
Will cause the world to recognize that we are the Lord's disciple
弟兄姐妹我们一同成为主的见证人
Oh dear brothers and sisters let us become the witnesses of Jesus Christ
我们来唱诗歌第699首
Let us sing this hymn 699 We love
是我们